New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 2017.
When circumstances and people upset us, how do we deal with them? Do we turn to anger? Do we get defensive? Do we see others as enemies? In these most challenging of times, there is at least one person who models for us the highest form of radical peace. He is His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Today we'll be exploring how we too may embody peace and nonviolence as we find peace within ourselves and with the world with our guest, Dr. Robert Thurman. Robert Thurman is an eminent scholar of Asian and Tibetan history and Buddhist art and sciences. For over 50 years, he has been a close student, colleague, and personal friend of the Dalai Lama. He's professor of Indo-Tibetan Buddhist Studies in the Department of Religion at Columbia University and president of the Tibet House U.S., a nonprofit organization dedicated to the preservation and promotion of Tibetan civilization. He is the co-creator of the graphic novel Man of Peace, the illustrated life story of the Dalai Lama of Tibet, and co-author with Buddhist teacher Sharon Salzberg of Love Your Enemies, How to Break the Anger Habit and Be a Whole Lot Happier. Join us for the next hour as we explore how we can abide in equanimity in times of great hatred and polarization with our guest, Dr. Robert Thurman. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Justine.
It's May I call you Bob?
Sure.
Great.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. It's just a delight to have you here in our studio. I would like to start, have you describe this particular book, Man of Peace. First of all, tell us the format of it.
Yes.
It's an unusual format.
It's a giant comic book. It has almost 300 pages. And it begins actually with the previous 13th Dalai Lama, with the British, around the time of the British invasion in 1904. So it covers like more than a century. And that's what, when the Tibetans and the Dalai Lama first really contacted the outer world, you could say, you know, they were shut in by the British policy before that and also Manchu Empire policy. And they've had really quite a ride since then. And especially since the People's Republic of China invaded in 1950 and then eventually occupied, annexed, and basically committing, a polite thing would be to call it ethnocide or cultural genocide, as the Dalai Lama does, or just plain genocide of the Tibetan people over the last 60 years. Very, very much hidden, because the powers that be in the world, starting with the British, sort of consigned Tibet to less importance than, and the Tibetan people to less importance than the market, the Chinese market, the Chinese economy. And nowadays, of course, we're seeing the Chinese power and somehow feeling that, well, since it annoys the Chinese to lift up the blanket that they try to put over their misdeeds in Tibet, which are nothing new. In other words, it's no holier than thou thing, because Western people did that with Native Americans, with the black people from Africa, African Americans. And so, you know, it's the usual colonial behavior.